I'm going to try my hand at a visual aid today. For those of you on the sides that can't see, you don't need to see. I'll try to rotate it here and there. Thank you. Consider it an experiment, if nothing else. So, today we have the story of the corrupt judge. You know, sort of an undervalued parable, really, where Jesus tells us a thing or two about the nature of justice, or lack thereof. Anyway, so right off the bat, gotta ask, what is justice? Because in my book, justice is a spiritual word. Because for real justice to be done, you need to consider the dignity of all people involved, and you've got to make the best decision you can for the right reasons. That means that for justice, you need compassion and wisdom. Okay? That makes it a spiritual matter, if only partially. Now, in our gospel story, part of the problem with our judge is that he eventually makes the right decision, but not for the right reasons. Okay? It's a breach of wisdom, essentially. So let me back up a little bit. I want to explain what justice might look like in action today. So one of the shows I'm watching these days is called Caught on Camera, because I love crime. No, preventing crime. No, you know what I mean. Someone after 8 o'clock mass said, "Father Justin, I feel like I learn a little more about you every Sunday," with just a hint of concern in her voice. Anyway, it's an interesting show, though. It's about how CCTV cameras in England, it's a British show, these cameras are helping law enforcement when, you know, the police can't be everywhere at once. And one episode in particular was specifically dealing with the problem of bar brawls, which are very common in England, street fights, and general violence in public. And they explained that there was this town in England, not big, you know, not London or anything. It was kind of the West Bend of England, really. And they had a lot of this, a lot of street fighting, a lot of violence in public, way more than a town of this size should have. And the cops were just, they were puzzled as to why they were dealing with this specific problem so much. So they underwent an investigation. And don't ask me exactly how they went about it, but they eventually concluded that 80% of all their public violence could be traced to one bar. So if it wasn't in that bar or directly outside of that bar, it almost always involved some patron of that bar wandering off into the city, very drunk, and looking for trouble. So what the cops did is they filmed a whole bunch of this fighting footage on CCTV cameras. Now, I can't actually draw people fighting, so I just went for a billowing dust cloud and the word oi, which is what I think British people say when they're fighting. And it's at night, so the moon is crying. So they film all of this, and they make a presentation out of it, and they take it to the town council or the Chamber of Commerce. It wasn't clear which one. But these people just looked in horror at all this violence in their town, and they immediately decided to take away that bar's liquor license. So ye old English hooligan bar / fight club, closed forever. And I included the sun because that is a happy ending to an embarrassing problem. And no joke, wouldn't you know it, almost immediately after this bar was closed for business, violent crime in the city absolutely plummeted. So I'm feeling bad for the choir. So that's my horrible drawing right there. Do not clap for this. Okay, so the real reason I wanted the easel, sorry, it's a little flimsy. Now, I want you to understand the three components they needed for justice to be done in this situation. One, they gathered reliable evidence. Oh, this is not... Okay, there we go. Reliable evidence. Okay, there was no doubting exactly what happened. Second component, they went to people with the power to deal with the problem. They didn't complain to the general public or anything like that. They went to their local government and appealed to the law. And the third thing is those leaders of the town genuinely cared about the well-being of their people. And they made their decision as objectively as possible. Okay, so like no one on the council was the owner of the bar. And no one was a victim of the violence on the streets. So they made their decision with as clean, with a clear as a clear head as possible. So my question to you is, what if one of those three things was missing? Would it still be justice? I would say no. It might seem like justice, but you really do need all three of these things. You need reliable information. You need some ability to deal with the problem effectively, and you need to do it for the right reasons. If you don't have any real evidence, how could that possibly be justice? You'd be making a guess. That could be catastrophic in the near future. And if you don't have the ability to deal with the problem, then I'm sorry to say, but justice is not yours to bring about that day. Now that's sad, okay? I know that's no fun to hear, but sometimes things in life don't go our way, and there's nothing we can do about it. We need to move on as best we can. Banging our heads against the wall for a problem that we can't solve, that's not justice. And finally, if you don't have a clear head about you, the justice you're trying to bring about is only going to be an illusion. Because that's what it is when your own needs are in play. You know, it has to be an objective decision. And that is what we heard in the gospel today. You know, this judge was not acting as a compassionate leader of the community. He was more worried about his own needs than the nature of justice. You know, this poor old woman needed him for something. And he wouldn't help her until she annoyed him enough to act. So the justice that he gave her was only to get her off his back. Come on. Any judge needs to do better than that. In essence, he fails this third qualification. He didn't make an objective decision for the good of everybody. He made a subjective decision for the good of himself. And brothers and sisters, that is never justice, even when it's the right call. So, is there a spiritual lesson to be learned here besides the nature of justice in general? I think so. What it all comes down to is justice needs to be the right thing for the right reason. Not the right thing for the wrong reason. Not the wrong thing for the right reason. Right thing, right reason. That might sound demanding, but justice ought to be demanding. Justice is something we should do with our whole hearts. Because after all, that is exactly what we can expect of God's justice for us.